Part A.
1. Directions. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence there is either a cardinal or an ordinal number. Each sentence will be read just once. Listen carefully and write down the number in the blank.
1. Robert finished the test in 65 minutes.
2. Susan lives on the 15th floor.
3. The student paid $36 for the book.
4. My telephone number is 406-3239.
5. Bill's birthday is on February 21st.
6. California is the third largest state in the United States.
7. Do you think 88th Street is usually a busy street?
8. The nearest post office is on the 42nd Street.
9. Write down the zip code NY10021 here.
10. The Browns stay in room 308, Park Hotel. 2. Directions. You will hear 10 questions. There is only one answer to each question. Listen carefully and underline the letter beside your choice.
1. Are you from Italy?
2. Are there any French restaurants near here?
3. Do you think this is a nice place?
4. How's your mother doing?
5. How did Mr. Jones get to the cinema?
6. What do you think of your new teacher?
7. Are you going on holiday?
8. Have you been to Paris?
9. What does Peter do?
10. How many students do you teach?
Part B.
1. Directions. Listen to the dialogue twice. Supply the missing words.
Do you mind if I ask you to practice speaking English with me?
No, of course not. But what for?
Well, I'm meeting some American friends next weekend.
I see, but I'm busy now. How about tomorrow morning?
That'll be fine. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. See you then.
Bye.
Listen again.
Do you mind if I ask you to practice speaking English with me?
No, of course not. But what for?
Well, I'm meeting some American friends next weekend.
I see, but I'm busy now. How about tomorrow morning?
That'll be fine. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. See you then.
Bye.
2. Directions. You will hear a short passage. It will be read twice. Listen carefully and decide whether the following statements are true or false. I'm Mrs. Taylor. My first name is Kate. I'm a nurse and work in a hospital. I'm married to Peter Taylor. He's a professor of education. My husband and I live in New York State. We live in a house. Our house isn't new, and it isn't large, but we like it very much. We have 2 children, a daughter and a son. My daughter's name is Helen. Her room is upstairs. It isn't big, but it's neat and sunny. Our son is only 3 years old. His name is Tom. We love our children very much.
Now listen again.
I'm Mrs. Taylor. My first name is Kate. I'm a nurse and work in a hospital. I'm married to Peter Taylor. He's a professor of education. My husband and I live in New York State. We live in a house. Our house isn't new, and it isn't large, but we like it very much. We have 2 children, a daughter and a son. My daughter's name is Helen. Her room is upstairs. It isn't big, but it's neat and sunny. Our son is only 3 years old. His name is Tom. We love our children very much. This is the end of Quiz 2.